Mark from loudandheavy.com, here with Hincath from Children of Bodom. First of all, I want to say congrats on your new album coming out, I Worship Chaos. We've had a chance to review this album and listen over many times, and it is a fantastic album.
Thank you. Nice to hear.
Yeah, so, you know, this being what I believe was the ninth release from you guys, so, I mean... And personally, I believe this is probably one of the strongest albums you guys have had. I mean, it's heavy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I know this is your first album that you guys have done as a four-piece. How did that really affect, you know, the writing and recording process, or was it a not really a big change at all?
The writing was a little bit difficult, of course, because you had to, some of the last songs we had to complete without a second guitar, so it doesn't, it's a little bit like, you know, less, you don't hear the real product when you play with them as a four piece. Of course, Alexi knows what he's writing for both guitars, so he knows in his head how it should sound and how it's going to sound. But I think the biggest thing was for him to play all the tracks, all the guitar tracks on the record, so he had like a double duty. But for the others, it didn't really, you don't really know, because you always record anyway by yourself.
How does your guys' recording process work? I mean, do you all write together and record, or is this all due to individually then bring it together at the end, or?
Alex writes his riffs by himself, and then he shows us what he's done, and then we together put the pieces together, and then we have a song. And this is how we've been doing it for forever, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I know you've been pretty much with the band since the get-go, so I got to imagine, yeah. I mean, the chemistry's got to be there for you guys to really just be able to sit down, you know, crank these things out.
Yeah, it's a very natural way to do it. Natural for us, I mean, at least, you know, we've been almost 20 years now.
Yeah, and that's amazing in its own right, I mean, for a band to stand the test of time the way you guys have.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Off the new album, what do you look at as probably your favorite track?
I would say Morrigan or I Hurt.
Actually, you know, yeah. I Hurt, we're actually featuring that today as our song of the day at loudandheavy.com.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's one of my personal favorites for sure.
It's here.
That one and Suicide Bomber is actually
really good.
I thought that one.
Yeah,
that one really
I like it too. That's one of my favorites too.
Yeah. Who do you guys look to like, as far as your influences for this new album? I mean, was there anything in particular that you set out as an influence or maybe as a goal to accomplish with this new album?
No, we don't really have those kind of things. We just start to make it like we always do, and then the songs just come out as they come, and then you know, retrospectively you can start to think that, okay, why did we have this element, and maybe it's because of that, and so on. But no, it's very organic, and we do it like we always did it, and we don't have any goals, or we don't have any direction where we go. So the songs just come how they are, how they come.
Hey, very cool. So one thing we like to ask the different bands we come in contact with is, what do you listen to outside of when you're not shredding out here with playing the metal, you know, to the masses? I mean, what do you listen to in your downtime?
Actually, I've noticed that I listen to a lot of radio. I listen to a lot of the local radio from Helsinki, and it's like an small indie channel, and they play music from all kinds of genres. So actually, I've noticed that on my free time I do that, and of course I like to check also the newest, most interesting metal stuff that's happening, but that's quite rarely when I put the record in and start to listen something new metal stuff. But yeah, I think I still do that, and I really really enjoy it.
What about as far as touring? I mean, because you guys have been all over the place touring with every act under the sun, more or less, in the metal community. Do you have a band that stands out to you that was probably the craziest to tour with? Wild parties or just wild people off stage?
Craziest. maybe.
Or are you guys the craziest band?
nowadays there are way more crazier people than we are. But I think that, you know, this band called 2 Cent. They Californian band. I don't know if they're up and running anymore. But that was like maybe 5 years ago we toured with them. They were one of the openers, and they were pretty party hard guys. And
awesome.
We really had to, you know, keep up with them. But it was good because we used to be the band that the party was always on our bus.
Uh-huh.
And now that we're older, we can't do it anymore. So we kind of like gave the mandate to them, and then it was for sure that every night if there was a party, it was on their bus. So you could always, if you felt like partying, then you just knock on their bus door, and usually there was a party. And that's always a good to have on tour.
Sounds like you guys passed the torch, you know.
yeah, passing the torch.
Yeah, cool. So I got a couple last questions here. So what we did, we reached out to our fan base online, and we asked them if they had any questions for you guys. So I did have three questions that are actually fan driven for you.
Okay.
The first one came from Nelson. He wanted to know, he's often heard Alexi refer to Something Wild as being your most important album to date. And he wants to know if you have any plans to release a remastered / updated version, since its 20th anniversary will be coming up in the next couple of years here.
No plans, but we've been talking about somebody suggesting that we should like re-record it, but I don't think we want to do that because we want to keep it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it just out of respect for that piece. But yeah, maybe remastering. I don't know. Maybe that will be a good idea if there would be. I don't know if people actually like that kind of things. Is it or does it feel like it's more like, you know, just making easy money? I don't know.
Yeah.
But if there would be a demand, of course we would be up for that. I would love to have a new mastered version of that.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome to hear. All right, the second question came from Mike. He wanted to know if there has been a big influence or maybe even impact on your music from touring the United States as often as you guys have and being around that American metal style, so to speak.
It's impossible to say, but if I would have to guess, I would say yes, there has been some impact on our music while touring with a lot of American bands in America. But it's really, really hard to pinpoint what that would be in our music. Okay. But it has to be, because, you know, it's such a, we're human beings, and we are receptive. And if we spend 150 days a year in the States and listen to metal music almost every night, so of course there has to be a impact.
And spin off that, just personally, are you guys have anything planned in the immediate future here to come back to the US to tour with a new album?
We're coming in February.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I look forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
Love catching you guys every time you come through. Always a great show.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while, so
yeah,
looking forward.
So my last question here came from Kate. She wanted to know what the major differences you see between the U.S. and European metal scene.
Wow. That's a big question.
maybe more along the lines of touring. I mean, is there a big difference between the crowds you get here in America versus over there?
At least when we started touring in the States, we started rather late.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first tour in Europe we did 98, and I think came to the States 2003 or 2004. So then I noticed the biggest difference was that there was all kinds of kids in the crowd in the States. You know, there could be a goth dressed in all black with like corpse paints, and then there could be next to him could be a baggy pants boy with a baseball cap.
Yeah.
And this never happened before in Europe. Mm-hmm. Because in Europe it was like everybody's just in black hair, black clothes, very dark. So I think that was the biggest thing that struck me when we came to the States, that's kind of like broader audience in a way.
Awesome. Just wanted to once again mention that I Worship Chaos. You know, it's coming out next Friday here in the States, October 2nd. So I definitely recommend that to everyone out there who's listening to this or checking it out. Do not good. Pass on this album.
No, you should not.
Huge album. All right. Well, Ageya, thanks again for, you know, taking some time out for me here.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good day. See you later.